This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with a study which we just got into last time, that is, the choice between Barabbas or Jesus Christ. As a scriptural background for this study, I call your attention to John chapter 18, and I shall read for you beginning with verse 38. After Jesus has just made the claim to Pilate that he is the King of Truth, the Bible begins with verse 38 by saying, "Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find no crime in him. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? They cried out therefore again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber." And then in the 3rd chapter of the book of Acts, we find also another account of this same incident as it is given by the Apostle Peter as he preaches on that occasion after the establishment of the church. Now beginning with verse 11 in Acts 3, we find these words, "And as he held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this man? Or why fasten ye your eyes on us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made him to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied before the face of Pilate when he had determined to release him. But ye denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Now in this study, we want to explore the question in recognizing that in principle, every one of us must choose either Barabbas or Jesus. That is, a Barabbas standing for all that is against Jesus Christ. Each one of us does, in fact, have the obligation, there is no escape from it, in fact, of choosing either Barabbas or Jesus. And I should like for us to consider the sins of the people there, the sins of the people from that time until now, in regard to that choice. First of all, let us look at the sin of the people who were actually there on that occasion. That is, when the Roman Emperor Pilate asked the people, "Will you choose Barabbas or Jesus to be released unto you?" And they chose Barabbas. And he said, "Then what shall I do unto him that's called Christ?" And they cried out, "Crucify him." So let us look at the sin of the people who were there on that occasion. That is, some 1900 years ago. First of all, let us look at the religious leaders. The chief priests urged the multitude to ask for Barabbas. They were urging the multitude, that is, the common man, the man who was not thinking for himself. They urged him to choose Barabbas rather than Jesus. We find much today in the same principle of religious leaders urging men to choose that which is not according to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. I have studied in various seminaries where various young men were studying, allegedly, to preach the gospel of Christ, who did not even believe the Bible was the inspired word of God, did not believe Jesus to be the Son of God, did not believe in the necessity of obedience of Christ, did not believe in the miracles of Christ, and so on and on. It's clear that they were philosophers and not believers in the Bible. And so it is that we find even in that day that religious leaders were misleading the people, even as many are today. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we'll continue our study, Barabbas or Jesus.